from Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for 30 minutes of light classical music. Hello there, I'm Maurice O'Brien de Clare. Welcome to this edition of Melody Time. I'd like to begin today's program with a rousing piece of Italian opera music. It's the overture to The Italian Girl in Algiers by Giacchino Rossini. Now, the interesting thing about Rossini's overtures is that sometimes he would let a few years pass and then use the same overture for another opera. Occasionally, he would repeat this a third time, and nobody thought the worst of him, because when all said and done, his overtures represent good, solid music. By the way, both his parents were musicians, and he learned to play the violin, horn, and harpsichord, and sang professionally by the age of 15. And 1 year earlier, at the tender age of 14, he composed his very first opera. Listen now to the Chamber Orchestra of Europe, conducted by Claudio Abbado, as they play the overture to the comic opera The Italian Girl in Algiers by Giacchino Rossini.
Thank you.
Overture to the Italian Girl in Algiers by Giacchino Rossini. Now, Rossini was only 21 years of age when he composed that opera. It was premiered in May 1813 at the famous Teatro di San Benedetto in Venice and firmly set him on the golden path to fame and fortune. Within a few short years, his operas were being performed in Munich, Vienna, Paris, London, and even in faraway New York. Quite an achievement when you think that Rossini lived in a world without a mass media. There was a postal service, but radio, television, the telephone, and news agencies had still to be invented. Now, Rossini was in fact an international star. Of course, his melodious and dramatic operas alone would have been sufficient to ensure him musical immortality. But his lifestyle was the stuff that legends are made of. Never mind whether the stories told about him are true or not, but his fans wanted them to be true, and so they became true. Take, for example, his inordinate love of comfort. One day, he was hard at work composing his next opera. He was in bed at the time. Well, a breeze from the open window blew the sheet of music he'd almost completed from the tray on the bed across to the other side of the room. Rather than get out of his comfortable bed to retrieve the wandering notes, he took a fresh piece of paper and rewrote what he had already written. But Rossini was also famous for doing the totally unexpected and encouraging others to do the same. During the carnival festivities of 1822 in Rome, he persuaded three of his friends to mask and disguise themselves as poor wandering musicians. And shortly before they set off, Rossini quickly composed a few songs to be sung by himself and his companions. But finally, the masks had to come off to reveal Maestro Rossini, of course, an eminent diplomat, a popular prima donna from the opera, and the great violin virtuoso Niccolo Paganini. Now, Paganini was perhaps the greatest violinist of the 19th century. Actually, he revolutionized the whole concept of violin playing technique. But his fantastic ability as a violin virtuoso, combined with his flamboyant personality, his excessive gambling, many romantic love affairs, and hair-raising adventures, well, they all helped fuel the rumor that he must be in league with the devil. In fact, after his death, his burial in consecrated ground was delayed for 5 years. 100 years later, Franz Lehár wrote an operetta featuring the great violinist. Paganini was premiered in 1925. It received a lukewarm reception. This changed, however, when the world-famous tenor Richard Tauber took over the leading role. Today, I'd like you to listen to another world star as Paganini. Here's Plácido Domingo with a tribute to the fairer sex. Gern hab ich die Frauen geküsst. Gladly have I the ladies kissed.
Thank you.
Plácido Domingo, accompanied by the English Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Julius Rudel, sang Gern hab ich die Frauen geküsst from the operetta Paganini by Franz Lehár. Well, after all that talk about the great Paganini, I think it might be appropriate to play an example of the maestro's works. I've chosen one of the Capricci per violino solo. It's a very difficult piece to play, and quite frankly, only a true violin virtuoso can do it justice. Listen now to the young Frank-Peter Zimmermann, who obviously belongs to this small elite group, as he plays, with consummate ease on his Stradivari, the Caprice Opus 1 No. 5 by Niccolò Paganini. Arguably one of Germany's finest violinists, on the concert stage an internationally acclaimed star in private, reserved and modest, 27-year-old Frank-Peter Zimmermann, playing Paganini's Caprice Opus 1, No. 5. The same human characteristics applied to our next artist, the late soprano Lucia Popp. I'd like you to listen to her singing an aria from Gianni Schicchi, the only comic opera to be written by that great Italian composer of realistic opera, Giacomo Puccini. The plot involves a lost will, hypocritical mourners, inheritance swindlers, and the canny Gianni Schicchi, who somehow manages to arrange the chaotic situation to his own advantage. The happy end is made possible by the intervention of his daughter, the beautiful Loretta. Listen now as she pleads with her father, O mio babbino caro, O my beloved father. Lucia Popp is accompanied by the Munich Radio Orchestra, conducted by Kurt Eichhorn.
Thank you.
O Mio Babbino Caro, from the opera Gianni Schicchi by Giacomo Puccini. From 1856 to 1865, the great Viennese waltz king Johann Strauss used to perform at summer concerts in Pavlovsk, just outside of St. Petersburg, in Imperial Russia. His sponsors were the directors of the local railway company. They calculated that Strauss's reputation would encourage people to travel to the concerts in Pavlovsk, by rail, of course. Well, their gamble paid off. Extra trains had to be laid on, and the railway company sold more tickets than they thought possible, plus making a neat little profit on concert ticket sales and Strauss souvenirs. Strauss was thrilled by his reception in Pavlovsk, and as a token of thanks, composed a special quadrille dedicated to his St. Petersburg fans. Here it is, the St. Petersburg Quadrille, played by the former Czechoslovakian State Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Alfred Weiss. St. Petersburg Quadrille by Johann Strauss, the Sunday Time. The program, which was produced by Rick Fulker with sound engineer Martina Schubert, came to you from Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne, Germany. This has been Maurice O'Brien de Clare, wishing you all the very best, and do take care, won't you? Bye now.